At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thursday morning, December 7th. Oh, a day that will live in infamy. I didn't even realize that. 2023, it's the Beating the Book podcast, Megapod. It's Gil Alexander live from Bar Canada at the D in lovely downtown Las Vegas. This particular episode, not like any of the others, because we have an esteemed guest. First, the regulars from his mom's no longer the cork attic downstairs. She allowed him into the big house. Todd Wishnev, star of the Showtime docuseries Action. What's happening, Toddy?
Nobody allows me anywhere, Gilly. Watch yourself. Just watch yourself.
Okay. All right. You're going to be on your best behavior today? Have we agreed on this and verbal commitment?
I am going to be 0.47 of my regular self.
0.47. Will Hill joins us at not the Will Hill. Todd's at T. Wishnev. Will, not only the star of the Megapod, but also of the Bear Bets podcast, Chris Felica's podcast at Fox Sports, college and pro football versions. Willie, how you doing, man? Good?
What's going on? I think we say this every week or couple of weeks, but you look up in December, whatever, it's like, man, the season just goes by so fast. But this is going to be fun. I'm a little concerned about Todd. He's somber. I don't know if the Clemson bad beat got to him.
Yeah,
his mood is...
What's going on, man? What is
I'm still upset that I can't get lucky in it. Even a game I didn't deserve to win. Clemson, -5.5 in game. I'm up 7 with no time left, so less than 7 seconds. They dribble down, and Clemson up by 7 fouls the guy. Now, why, kids? Why? You're winning by 7. The game is over. Herm Edwards say we play to cover the game.
Todd, for those who don't know, believes that higher forces are preventing him from winning all of these bets. That laugh that you hear is the laugh of someone who, I mean, I just have to say it again, even in your presence, Brent. It is such an honor that Brent would do this Little Pitchers podcast once a year. I so appreciate it. He is, of course, for those of us of different generations, either the host of the NFL Today so many years ago. Maybe you know him from ABC's college football number one broadcast team for so many years. Maybe you know him as the founder of VSiN, which is more direct to what we do here in Las Vegas. But I have to say, Brent Musburger, everybody, in case you're wondering who I'm talking about, I'm looking at some of the other things you've done. U.S. Open tennis, Masters, World Cup studio host, Indianapolis 500. First of all, thank you for doing this. What's the most random thing? Like, when I'm going through this, which is the one where you're like, I can't believe I did that?
The World Cup in Berlin.
That's okay. The one.
That's the one. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, listen, you've forgotten more about worldwide soccer than I knew at the time.
Not me.
And so Italy won on a foul, but the big guy where was he from? France? He got suspended.
Oh,
whatever.
With the Z's in his name, yeah. Zinedine.
Yeah, he became a good Zinedine. Yeah. He became a good coach. But you know, listen, it's today, it's tomorrow. I'm thinking about Will, my friend. He's talking about that tough loss in college basketball. Hey, how about those of us that had the New England Patriots last week? Only gave up 6 points, and they cover against us. You know what I'm saying? So all of us who gamble, guys, we remember losses more than we remember wins. It's been a long time before I get over that 5.5, and the Chargers cover on me with 2 field goals.
I had the other side, and I feel very fortunate. we get into our best bets, and Brent will have his as well. But first, Todd, the court stenographer of the show, what are the records from last week? Please speak slowly and loudly when you do these.
You know, I left them upstairs. Can we just do it next week? Because we're in a rush. Yeah. We're in a rush today anyways, so I figured we'd just...
Say my 3-0 slowly. 3-0 for Gilly.
I believe Gilly went 3-0, so mazel tov to Gilly. We'll give him his full due next week, because if I rush and do it now, I know I'll get wrong, and then Will will get angry, and he'll say that I'm trying to, like, you know, scam him or something. So the records aren't going anywhere. They're all written down. Nobody has to worry about it. We'll have a full update on the records next week.
Wow. Are you really punting on giving the records because I did well?
No, I literally was trying to get ready for everything.
He left him in the cork attic.
I forgot, left him upstairs.
Okay, all right. I don't know if Todd can add 2 weeks together correctly, but we'll see. All right, was there an in-game thing you wanted to mention, Todd, from last week?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I have not been having a good in-game NFL season, but one thing I have been doing decently is with these third quarters, and I'll give you one that was like a real perfect situation. The Niners were playing the Eagles last week. The Eagles going up 6-0 on 2 field goals, and then all of a sudden the Niners just took over, and you could see that the game had severely shifted by halftime. The Niners went on 2 long touchdown drives. It's 14-6. Niners getting the ball out of half for the third quarter line was pick'em minus 125. Now, to me, that's stealing, because think about it. You're probably going to get 2 Niner drives and 1 Eagles drive in the third quarter. Maybe not. You might get 1 and 1, but in general, you'll usually get the first team will get 2 drives and the other team will get 1 drive. So now you're telling me I get the Niners, who clearly have control of this game. I get the ball first also. And if I don't score, I might even get the third possession too, if the Eagles somehow score. So to me, these third quarters, if you know, obviously you want to pay attention to who's getting the ball first. But if it sets up nicely for you like that, they can be very, very, lucrative. Even the Jacksonville Jaguars, I had them in the third quarter. They lost the game, but still won the third quarter, because it's so important in the NFL who's getting the ball first in the first quarter and, of course, the third quarter, because you have these long drives that start these halves and start the first half, start the third. Very often, there's only 8 minutes left when the other team gets the ball.
Right, and it's 15 minutes and you get the ball first. I mean, it's about as solid a bet as you're going to get. Did you do any in-game, Brent, at all, or not really?
Occasionally I'll bet hockey. The Golden Knights were dominating somebody a few games ago. I don't remember who it was, but they were behind. And so I went in-game and bet them, and I got lucky. They were able to pull it off. Like last night, I cashed an over ticket. The over-unders are starting to slip down a little bit in the National Hockey League, because it's been very low scoring. The Grand Salami has been under. So last night I knew the Knights were going back up against Bennington, who had shut them down completely here just 2 nights ago. And I thought, they're going to score. Bennington's not that good. And sure enough, we did score, and so did they. And so it was a 6. I love the 6. I hate the 6.5, because on the 6 you can push in the National Hockey League. And I love that little – listen, like when I go to a horse race, I bet win and show. You know what I mean? So I like to have a little fallback room. So I cashed the over. I will bet in-game on hockey. To Todd's point, I think it's a point of genius, and I'm going to remember
too.
That, okay,
yeah.
About the third quarter. He's absolutely right. 2 possessions to 1, and certainly with the 49ers. 49ers this week are rather interesting. They have dominated Seattle over the last few years, including the playoffs. But 10.5 coming off that big high is a huge, huge number to be given the Seahawks.
Down to 10.5 now. It was even higher earlier in the week. Will, did you want to chime in? I saw you leaning in. I didn't know if you wanted to chime in on anything there.
No, I think we were both in on that. I think I gave you guys in the group chat, like, San Francisco was getting a half in the second half of that Eagles game. And it's like, sometimes you just watch these games. What was the college basketball game we were sweating yesterday where you're like, hey, the wrong team's favorite? Sometimes, you know, people, and we have guests on that, like, know their stuff and do well betting. But to me, watching the game is just so valuable. You learn so much watching it. That's why, you know, I'm just always going to be a guy that watches the games and thinks you learn more that way.
The third quarter thing, I'm thinking about the Thanksgiving game, right? The Black Friday game between the Dolphins and the Jets. The Dolphins, with the ball, after that Hail Mary pick 6, with minus 2.5 in the third quarter. You almost have to play that every time, with such a mismatch in them getting the ball first.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Before we do our best bets, Thursday Night Football, I don't know if it's part of your best bets or not, but it is the Patriots at the Steelers. This is 5.5 now, down to 5.5. The total ticked to 29.5 and 29 during a numbers game this morning. Apparently, that's the point of resistance because we're back to 30 on this. Do you have a best bet on this? And if, even if you don't, you do?
Yes.
What do you got, Dottie?
I'm going against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I'm down here, and I can tell you already there's going to be a lot of traffic on the Parkway East and the Parkway West, so you want to stay out of that area down there, and you better have a lot of money if you're coming to park at Acrisure. It's going to be rough tonight. Let me tell you that. Okay, now, I'm going to take the Patriots, and here's why. I believe, and you could call me somebody crazy, but I somehow remember this guy Trubisky is not really what you would call an NFL-ready starting quarterback in that. Don't bet your mill money on this Trubisky. I don't care if you're a big store fan. I don't care. Go ahead, Brent.
Whoa. You telling me that the Patriots have got a quarterback? Come on.
1 second, Brent. Good point. Very good point. I agree. The Patriots don't have no quarterback either. But this Trubisky, the Pittsburgh Steelers haven't won. It's in the history of the franchise. We haven't won by more than 5.5. We don't win games by margin. We're not that good of a team. We win with smoke and mirrors. The smoke and mirrors ran out last week against Arizona. You got the New England Patriots are due for a cover. I believe they're 2.8 billion this year against the spread. If you could ever buy a team low, give me the Pats plus 5.5.
He said 1 second.
Can
Brent.
I book this?
1 second, Brent. All right. You got the Pats plus the points, huh?
The Steelers don't win games by margin, and now that's you're true. Asking them to win a game by margin against Trubisky. Well,
here's the
and
thing.
By the way, the Patriots only gave up less than 10 points 3 weeks in a row.
I spent the first segment of a numbers game this morning just as a performative exercise trying to make the case for the Patriots. Like, if you were betting the Patriots, what's the case? And the case is that the last three games, they've outgained their opponents. I know they've lost them all. They've only scored a total of, what, 13 points, is it? 13 points in the last three games. They've outgained all their opponents. And in each of those games, they had a moment where they could have punched it in and gone ahead and maybe even won it, right? There was the against the Colts that they lost 10-6. Jones with a horrible pick on 2nd and 12 at the Indianapolis 15 with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to go against the Giants. -2 in turnovers. All their turnovers led to all 10 Giants points. Remember that horrible Mac Jones pass that you gasped, and then Zappe threw one late. And then against the Chargers, they got it to 4th and 5 at the Chargers 3, and then Zappe was sacked by Derwin James.
How about Zappe? Zappe threw a bomb and a guy caught it, but he fell on the other guy and was out of bounds. Otherwise, they would have been inside the 20 there. Also, the Patriots defense, look, obviously the offense is horrible. The defense is not that bad. They're holding people down.
Defense is quite good. They're number two against the Russian DVOA.
Wait a minute. The Steelers defense is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so Steelers Brent, let me ask you something. If the final score is 7-3, do I cover?
Well, you should be betting the under. Why take a side in that game?
Okay, let me ask you a question about that.
You know what? That's a good point, Brent. But when you get it so low, it's scary, Brent. You get
down to 30. The lowest, go under. The highest go over.
That is true.
You know that.
That
Come
is
on.
True.
Todd, my
that
man.
Is true.
You
that
do
is
that,
true.
Okay?
I give you that. That's true.
Okay, so Will, though, we talked about this in the Iowa-Nebraska game, right? And we got to 24.5, and you did those. No, we don't recommend this for any other game. But when you get into these historical anomaly kind of things, you make exceptions. And with that Iowa-Nebraska game, you did the whole teaser thing where you teased it over. So they had to, what, they scored 17 points. You already hit that side of the teaser. Would you do that for this total?
I wouldn't. And what we're talking about is adding it basically as a free leg in terms of like a free spot in the bingo card, using it in a three-team 10-point teaser.
Right.
And with Iowa and Nebraska, you tease from 24.5 to 14.5. And look, if it's 7-7, it goes over. It's hard to stay under a number that low. You're taking this from 30 to 20. I could see a 13-7 game. Remember, with a three-teamer and 10 points, ties lose, so there's an invisible hook there. So it's basically 30.5 down to 20.5. It's not a bad idea. I just can't get myself to do it. I mean, it wouldn't have won the last 3 weeks with the Patriots. I have to respect that a little bit.
Yeah, man.
With that being said, I'm with Todd. I talked about this on a numbers game with you yesterday. I'm going to take the points. Are we getting 5.5 or are we getting 6 here?
5.5.
The Patriots are
going
to be my players.
5.5.
I could see a 17-13 type of game, a 13-10. Maybe I should just take the under, but it's just hard to stomach where, hey, it's 17-14 and it still goes over. Look, Trubisky, he's only going to have a couple days here to work with the ones and get caught up to speed. That's a factor. Belichick has done well against Tomlin for whatever that's worth. I know there's a different guy playing quarterback, and that's certainly a factor, but I think it's 3-8 against the spread for Mr. Tomlin against Belichick. I'm going to take I'll take the points here. It's not pretty, but I'll take New England plus the
points. Wow, two best bets on this. How quickly does your buddy Al Michaels express his dissatisfaction tonight with this game?
He did like the Seattle-Dallas game.
Yes,
he did.
That's
probably the only one in the history of Thursday night football.
Do you think you would be as open with your displeasure as he is at this point with some of these?
No, I'd be having more fun. I'd make him shoot beautiful women in the stands.
Brent, let's not get into trouble again. So those are best bets for the both of you. Let's do them then from here. Now, Brent, do you want to start with your first here?
Sure, why not?
Okay, what's your first?
What's the number with the Jets? What are they catching at home against Houston?
Dottie, I'm seeing 3.5.
3.5.
I'm seeing 3.5 too.
Yeah, Jets catching 3.5.
Ooh, I was hoping to get 4.
You like you like Zach Wilson.
Yeah, so
don't
I'm going to take the Jets just because I'm going to tell you something. I want to pull for Zach. I think it's been a bit of character assassination. I don't know if the writer was dishonest or made it up. I have no idea who the writer was at The Athletic, but I can't imagine any professional athlete who gets a chance to play against. Oh, I'm not so sure. I want to no. Zach didn't say that, and Aaron Rodgers stood up for him. So I want to take the defense can keep him in the game, and also the other side of this is, I'm curious as to how Houston's going to react as the hunted. Okay, suddenly we've got the offensive rookie of the year, and people are saying we got to consider C.J. Stroud as the most valuable player in the league. D'Amico is clearly the coach of the year candidate down there. They've been awesome. They've been fun to watch. I'm happy for what's going on in Houston, but now you're in a different league. People are going to get ready for you. They're not going to overlook you. So I am going to take that Jet defense to keep them in the game, and I'm going to pull for the little guy from BYU and hope he can get at least 4 field goals and 1 touchdown.
You're not asking for much. By the way, that game also, the third lowest total of the week at 33.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville, Cleveland, which is supposed to get weather, 30.5. So, I mean,
does that take Dell playing for Houston? Because I felt without
Tate, I don't think so. He's
I think
out.
That broke. Without I think Tate that broken Dell leg last week, out of the game. Tom.
Yeah, broken fibula.
Yeah.
Well, I don't keep track of all the injuries as well. That's why I asked. My point is that without him last week, I felt the offense did take maybe a half a step back because that guy was unbelievable for the last couple of weeks.
Now, if he was Aaron Rodgers, he would come back in 2 weeks for the broken fibula. You know how that goes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
So Brent is on the board with the Jets, +3.5, hosting the Texans. You guys have already given your two first ones. So does that mean that's two for Young Gill on this one? Staking
it? Two for you.
All sure. Right. I remember last week, and I went 5-0 in the contest. I loved last week. I made four bets on Monday. I don't love this week. And the week before that, I didn't love it, Thanksgiving week, and I didn't do very well. So I would say tread lightly here with all of these. But for me, the first pick for me is, and I say this and I swallow hard, I'm going to take what is the Chargers? Are you seeing 3 or 2.5? I see a couple 2.5.
Chargers, I see 3s and 2.5. So we'll give you the 2.5.
2.5 it is. I'm taking the Los Angeles Chargers.
Wait, before you take the Chargers, I do have to read this disclaimer.
Yes.
You do know that betting on the Los Angeles Chargers can lead to severe cancer and other life-threatening illnesses.
I do know.
And please note that if you do bet on the Chargers, all your health concerns are on you. Thank you. Continue.
Yeah. This is, I faded the Broncos last week, and the whole handicap was they were +12 in turnover. The previous 3 weeks, the previous 4 weeks, they were on this 5-game winning streak that went from 1-5, took them from 1-5 to 6-5. But when you have a turnover differential like that, that doesn't mean you're a good football team. It just means you're catching the best of it when it comes to the variance of turnovers. Imagine in that game against the Texans, all of a sudden the fumbles didn't end up with a Bronco player. They ended up with Texans players. And sometimes that's the difference in these games. I think the Chargers are so much more talented. I don't think most people would disagree with that. The question always with the Chargers is, can they actually put it together on a football field? Keenan Allen, 1 week more healthy here than he was last week. He's a huge part of that offense. I think Brandon Staley out-coaches Sean Payton, and I think the Chargers get that cover.
Boo.
Thank you.
No chance. Sounds like Brent doesn't agree with you.
No.
It sounds like Brent doesn't agree with you.
Hey, Todd, if I take the other side, can I have the 3 with the Broncos?
The Chargers are my first. This is a tough week, man. This is a tough week. Number 2 for me is going to be, you ready for this? Is it 6.5 now with Green Bay on Monday night?
I have 7 with the Green Bays.
Oh, no, I see 6.5. Don't tell me about the 7.
I see 6.5, but I also see 7.
See, you give me the 6.5 because I see plenty of 6.5s.
Fine, we'll give you the 6.5, but that's going to kill my other pick.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, there's plenty of 6.5s. 6.5 on the Packers. I did my power rankings here on a numbers game the other day, and the new entry into the top 10 for me was at number 9, the Green Bay Packers. They have won 4 out of their last 5 games. They've beaten the Chargers, the Rams, the Lions on the road on Thanksgiving, and most recently the Kansas City Chiefs. Jordan Love, I said this early in the year, and then I thought I had to eat my words, and now I'm back to it, which is back in the day when we were kids, you used to be able to hold the clipboard for years behind starting quarterbacks. And oftentimes when you emerge from that, you were really good. I'll take my Washington team. Mark Rippon, Stan Humphries, Trent Green. Name the quarterback. If you got to sit there on the sideline under the same system and learn, oftentimes you ended up really good. Jordan Love, it looked like I was going to be completely wrong about that. Something has completely changed with that dude. He is really good. Todd, you would agree that you have to change your opinion about him, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was very down on him. I hated him at Utah State. I thought he stunk early in his career. He's definitely turned it around.
I think, listen, you're not going to get rich betting road favorites of this amount on a Monday night. By the way, there's 2 Monday night games. This is one of the two. Why are they concurrent, by the way? Why are they simultaneous? They couldn't stagger these games on Monday night. Tennessee-Miami being the other.
Why are there 2 games anyways?
That was just in the latest contract. They decided to do it that way. I'm going with the Packers. I'm laying the 6.5. The Giants, with a healthy Tyrod Taylor, are still sticking with Tommy DeVito.
Of course, you're playing New Jersey.
Yeah, it's your starting quarterback. Packers, pick number 2 from me. Dodd, we snake back to you, number two.
No, it's Willie,
number two. I'm sorry.
Bears, Lions, do I get the 3.5 if I get the dog?
I see.
I mean, it's mostly three to
it's
me.
It's mostly
but what do you
three.
Think?
It's mostly three now.
I'll take the 3 with the Bears.
There you go.
This golf outdoor trend of struggling in cold weather really started. I think it was Thanksgiving night that year they went to the Super Bowl. So that's, wow, that's 5 years ago now. He reportedly has got really small hands. Not that I'm sitting here measuring his hand size through my TV, but
sounds like you are.
He struggles outside. It sounds like I am. Is right. They're missing a couple key guys. Ragno, who's a key offensive lineman, McNeil, who's a key run stuffer. And remember a couple weeks ago, it's 3 weeks ago now, Detroit and Chicago played in Detroit, and Detroit's up 12 with like 3 minutes to go before they fell apart. The Chicago defense has played a lot better. They're off of a bye. If the weather's a little shaky, the one thing you kind of like is a quarterback that can just tuck it and run and doesn't have to worry about the wind. I would love the 3.5. That probably disappeared this morning.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we were doing this a little earlier, I would have gotten the hook. But I'll you know what? If it lands on 3 and I push, I'll live with it. I like Chicago in this game.
There are a couple 3.5s. There's just more 3s than there are 3.5s at this point. So 3 is the official for young Willie on that. Dodd, number 2.
I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints in my number 2 pick. I believe it's -5. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Saints -5. You know, I don't care who plays quarterback. In fact, I'd like Jameis Winston more than Carr anyways. I feel like the Saints were getting blown out of that game, and somehow they came back from the dead to make it a ball game. I think the Carolina Panthers are just a dreadful, dreadful football team. This is really a bet against Carolina. I don't see them going on the road and staying within this number. The first time the teams played in Carolina, it was 20-10 late, and I believe they got a backdoor Panther touchdown at the end for the cover. The Saints are just, I'm not saying the Saints are a good team, but they're on a different level than this Panther team. This Panther team is just absolutely dreadful. Now, I know they played decent last week and they covered the number against the Bucs, but you're going to go into that crazy Superdome. It's going to be nuts. And I think that the Saints are just, they're on a different level, and -5 is nothing. It's a little, it's one touchdown. I just like the Saints here. I got to take the Saints.
This is
Saints
probably Jameis Winston. You know that, right?
That's what I knew it was going to either be a good chance or I was going to get Winston, and I'd like Winston. I'd rather have Winston than Mr. Derek, you know, Carr, Mr. Check down 4 yard pass every 5 seconds, which drives you bananas.
All right, Brent, this brings us to you. You get your second and third.
This one's easy.
Oh, okay. That's really good to you.
Kansas City Chiefs a year ago couldn't cover huge spreads in Kansas City. I think it's 1.5 against Buffalo. The Bills are playing without their best corner. They're playing without one of the best safeties in the NFL. They will find a receiver to join with Travis Kelce to hang on. And by the way, if pass interference is called on that final drive, the Packers might not be celebrating that win on Monday night.
That's right. It's true.
I'm buying low on the Chiefs in Kansas City. It'll be cold. Come on, let's get it done, Patrick Mahomes. Oh, no, by the way, maybe the Swifties will show up. Come on, Taylor. Let's give Travis a bell. You know, let's get
Brent,
him going.
Brent, what
yes.
is Kansas City, Brent, what is Kansas City's record with Taylor Swift there versus without Taylor Swift there? Let's see if you really know your hand.
I think they're undefeated with her at Kansas City. And I think Kelce has gone over 100 yards every time Miss Swift shows up. Am I correct?
Except for this last week.
Well, yeah, I was on the road. It wasn't Kansas City. I said, yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It was in Green Bay.
The Swifties are better at home. The Swifties are better at home. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. You can't beat the Swifties at home. You know what I'm saying?
Before you give your last pick, because we brought this up with San Francisco earlier and now with Kansas City. So earlier in the year, I made a bet, an exacta for the Super Bowl, San Francisco to beat the Buffalo Bills. I got 25-1. You can get that at 80-1 now. It's a terrible bet as it looks now. Although I do think if you let the Bills in the playoffs, they're a sneaky team. Right now they're on the outside looking in. So I already have a bad number on that. Then I bet San Francisco at Baltimore because I think those are the two most complete teams in the whole league.
Agree with you.
But I got a pretty lame number on that because I lollygag, so I'm 12-1. But then we did this analysis on the show this week on a numbers game on VSiN. We're like, okay, who would you bet to be the number one seed in the AFC as it stands now based on the current records, based on the remaining strength of schedule and what the odds are?
Baltimore.
It's Kansas City.
Really?
They play nobody after this.
Interesting.
And the thing is, here's the thing. They have a head-to-head against Miami.
I know they play the Raiders again in Kansas City.
Here's the big thing. They did the wonderful thing of losing three of their four games against NFC opponents. So after all those two bets I made and all of this talk about, and it's true, Kansas City's not nearly as good as they were last year. I think most people think that. They still remain a viable option to be the number one seed again.
They are a better defense.
Yes.
Than they were a year ago in the secondary.
Todd Wishnev was the first
question about that. Okay. Yeah. And Jones is still a force in that defensive line. So, whatever.
Yeah. You're on Kansas City. All right. What's your final pick then?
Hey. What did I?
Do you want me to throw this in front of you?
Let me take a hometown.
Okay.
Let me take the Raiders.
Homer.
Definitely a homer pick. Don't anybody pick it because I did, because Arnie Sullivan. I'm pulling for Pierce. I like his leadership qualities. Mad Max Crosby, he calls me on the telephone. I love Mad Max. I hope he's completely healthy.
You think Will looks a little bit better. Like Max Crosby, by the way? Think Will?
Yeah, you know what?
A little bit.
You do, Will.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've heard that and Carson Wentz. I get a lot of Carson Wentz when I get to throw the
Carson
ball.
Wentz. Be looking like Mad Max right now. But anyway, I'm going to take him at home. I see that the Traveler is back at quarterback for the Vikings. Coming off
Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah,
the
four interceptions he threw in that last game against the Bears, gift wrapped it. I'm not concerned about it. Listen, the Raiders are not good defense at all. I don't want to make that case, but they're not going up against an A quarterback, in my opinion. And maybe they can slow down the run game a little bit. And we shall see. So let me have the Raiders plus the three at home.
All right. Dodd, your last word.
I'm going to go with under 37 in the Giants against the Packers. I saw the weather situation. It looks like there's going to be a monster storm Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening on the East Coast, and it showed all over the thing. Windy in New York, and we all know when it's windy in New York, in the Meadowlands, it's a disaster.
Yep.
And you can't kick and you can't throw and you can't do anything in that ridiculous stadium. So I also have the Giants going for me. As we know, one of the top offensive teams behind maybe like, what's the guy, the LA Rams in 2001, but DeVito and his boys are just a dreadful, atrocious club. I don't think I'm going to be able to score in that horrendous wind. You just have to hold Love down. It feels like Green Bay will do what they did against the Rams. Remember the Rams game when the Rams had their backup quarterback in there and the Packers just ran it and they won like 20-3. And that kind of feels like how the Packers will play, because the Packers aren't going to be able to throw it around either if it's windy like that. So under 37, I mean, even without wind, the Giants might not get to 10 because of DeVito. So if it's 26-10, you win anyways. I just think that with the weather, you got to go under that 37 in the Giants game.
Willie.
I'm going to go under 30.5 Jags Browns. There's going to be some rain, 70% chance of rain, some wind up to 20 miles an hour. I don't think Lawrence is going to play for the Jags. A high ankle sprain on a short week, even if he plays, I can't imagine he can do much besides just hand the ball off. So that means Beathard. Remember, Beathard got banged up too. He's dealing with a banged up shoulder, so it's not impossible. Here we get Nathan Rourke, I think, is the third string. I don't know what scouting report you guys have on Nathan Rourke here, but it's amazing. If you look at these Browns splits, I can't remember a drastic split like this where the Browns have given up like 9-10 points a game at home, but like 30 on the road. This is an elite defense at home dealing with some weather. With Flacco at quarterback, I think they'll be conservative as well. Just say, hey, as long as we don't turn it over, we get to like 16, 19 points, kick field goals, we can win this game, 16-6 or something like that. So it's low. But like Brent said earlier, it's the old saying, you go under the lowest total, you go over the highest total. I'll go under the 30.5 here, Cleveland-Jacksonville.
Which leads me right into my third, which is the Cleveland Browns. I'm laying the three on the Browns for a lot of the reasons you stated, Will. C.J. Beathard, grandson of the greatest GM who's ever lived, Bobby Beathard. Just want to point that out. C.J. Beathard, I think, will get pressured big time. I think that will prove to be the weakness in this for him. And Joe Flacco off the street at 38 years old kind of showed us how bad the level of quarterbacking is in this league in one fell swoop, where he was so much better than Walker or DTR right off the street.
He was better than DTR. One second. He wasn't 100 times better than Walker. He was okay. DTR was an abomination, so he was definitely better. Let's not go crazy that he was that much better than Walker. Come on. I watched that game in its entire. They also, Amari Cooper is also injured. He couldn't really stretch the field, man. He threw that horrible pick at the end. I mean, I agree with you with your point. I agree with your overall point. I just don't think he was that much better than Walker. I mean, come on, he wasn't that good.
I haven't been able to get past. What did you call Beathard?
The greatest GM who's ever lived is what I
drafted
said.
Drafted Ryan Leaf?
No. I'm talking about his tenure in Washington, of course. Where he drafted.
Does it matter what he did on the West Coast? Did I miss this part of the story?
I purged that one.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Dexter Manleys and the Charlie Browns of the world.
Brent, did he ever tell you who the greatest quarterback is of all time? Mark Rippon. Is he the greatest quarterback of all time?
By the way,
you mean it's not Sonny Jurgensen? I mean, or Joe Theismann?
Not everybody knows.
Billy Kilmer.
Everybody knows.
But that's all right. I still consider Otto Graham the greatest of all time. So what the hell?
By the way, this assumes Trevor Lawrence isn't playing. We don't know that
100%. Wouldn't it be stupid for them to play him?
Yes, it would be.
I mean, come on. Will just said it was going to be bad weather, and I think he said rain with a high ankle sprain. Why would you risk it? I mean, you really do have an outside shot at that top seed.
They were on the cusp.
And by the way, they're in a dogfight now for the division title. Right. You know,
what a turn of events for them.
Here comes Indianapolis. Whoa, we got the Houston. You know, it's not over until it's over.
Had they won that game, they would have been in the number one slot. Instead, as you said, they're fighting for the division now in the AFC South. Yeah. All right, so teaser of the week before we get to our final two. Oh, sorry.
Can I just jump in quickly, Gilly?
Please, yes.
I don't know if props are up yet, but Flacco loves throwing to Elijah Moore. Remember, they were on the Jets together for a couple of years, and now they're on the same team with the Browns, so there's some familiarity there. So anyone that plays props, keep an eye out on that. That may be a little sneaky value there.
Brent, you're the only one who calls me on that Washington stuff. Like I could just ram it through Congress. I could just ram it through Congress with these guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Teaser of the week. Brent, should we come back to you? Should we start elsewhere?
No, you can start with me.
Okay. What do you like?
The two-team six-point teasers, I play a lot. I'm going to take the Bears, tease them up to 9 or 9.5, depending on what Todd gives me on that. And I'm going to take the Seahawks up to 16.5.
Wow. Okay. I like that.
We actually could give them 17 because there are some 11s. I don't know.
That's fine.
You can give them the 17.
A long time ago, I used to always tease down. And Jimmy Vaccaro, a good friend of mine, he said, Brent, tease up in the NFL. He said, never tease a college game and always tease up in the NFL. So that's what I do. I take big numbers. And I've actually cashed more teasers this year than regular bets, now that I think about it.
We're going to have some listeners, right? Because we have the snobby section of the betting public listening as well to the show. And they, of course, believe in only the Stanford Wong teaser legs.
Exactly.
But you break that conventional wisdom and you're like, forget it.
Bada bing a bong. Because points are too valuable. Okay. There's too many underdogs. Yeah. There's too many underdogs to cover spreads. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So let's go get them.
Also, the fourth quarter. You know, a corollary to what I talked about in the third quarter, you want the dog in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
In NFL right. games, because the team that's winning doesn't want to score. They just want to get right. first downs and then punt the ball.
They want to get out of there.
Know, yeah, so that kind of, you know, yep. feeds into Brent's
especially
big
in a year where nobody can score points and offenses are just broken like this.
Yeah.
I like it. Todd, you're a teaser.
My teaser is going to be, I'm going to go with the Ravens from 7.5 down to 1.5. I just don't see the Rams coming in there and beating the Ravens. No, I mean, they might keep it close. I just don't think they can beat them outright.
Yeah,
so I'll take the Ravens down to 1.5. And then I don't really love it, but I'm going to do it. I'll take the Bills up to 7.5. I think that, you know, the Bills might get beat in Arrowhead, but are they going to get blown out? I don't think so. So I'm going to take the Bills plus the 7.5 as the other side.
Bills need every one of these. Need
I like his teaser.
Yeah.
I like it. And because the Bills win in regular season games in Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Okay, they've got a string now of victories during the regular season, not during the playoffs.
Should have won that playoff game.
Oh, what a great game that was.
This game
of all-time greats.
By the way, have the Kansas City Chiefs called me earlier this week and said, do I continue to run a 4-5-40 running toward pizza? Because they know I have great hands, and they're looking for a receiver.
Anybody who can catch the football.
They were going to put a pizza end zone.
Yeah.
They're going to put a pizza in the end zone and then have me out on the wide side instead of Marcus Valdes-Scantling, and they're going to throw deep balls. And I am fast
Marcus Valdes-Scantling. Hang on, baby.
That last sequence, though, where they flagged the Packers for hitting Mahomes when he was still in bounds.
Yeah, that was a bad call.
Bad call. Followed by the
non-call.
Well, the official who allowed the out of bounds to stand when the I think it was Valdes-Scantling.
It was a lady official.
Lady official, she ruled it out of bounds, so the clock stopped. I don't know if that was before or after. I think it was before.
That was after the PI.
After the PI. Okay, after the PI. The PI.
No. I'm sorry. It was
after the sideline. It was after the sideline before the pass
interference. It was the middle one.
Right. And then it was the play where Valdes-Scantling got, come on, completely tackled.
I got to interrupt you before we talk about that because I'm getting older and I forget.
Yeah.
Okay. The lady official. As soon as you mentioned her, I have to tell you an anecdote about John Gruden.
Okay, Brent, tread lightly.
So we're here. It's after a game. And he said, we're just BSing over a beer, as I always did with John. And he said, Brent, I hated the second half. I said, what are you talking about, John? He said, that lady, the lady official switches to my sideline. And I can't swear when she's in front of me. He's the most profane coach maybe in the history of the National Football. You have no idea what he called all those officials all the time when he's done. Remember the year when COVID, we had no fans?
Yeah.
We had to turn off the mics down on the field level because Gruden was so profane talking to the officials that we couldn't put it up on the air.
So he censors himself when the female's there?
That's John.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Wow. How's that lawsuit coming, by the way?
It's going to be a hearing here in the next week or two before the judge in Las Vegas. But she's getting ready to retire. And obviously the NFL, because they wanted to go to arbitration so they can fix it. That's the way they handle all their lawsuits. John wants to go to a trial with a jury because he'll win hands down. Look for a possible settlement for the NFL. I don't think the NFL wants the embarrassment of who released the emails from the Washington. They were then the Redskins when this exchange happened, when John was playing golf and drinking beer and his buddy in the front office, Alan, and he got carried away. I told John, I said, John, I hear worse in bars all the time, but I said, let me tell you something. You never write those.
You never put them in writing.
Never.
That's right.
Ever. And so it is what it is. He's a heck of a guy. Never should have been given control of personnel when he was brought in. Coaches should not be. Well, Belichick is a perfect example. Belichick has ruined the Patriot offense. Okay? He didn't have the quarterback to fall back on anymore. So they put him in charge, and he doesn't. You're too busy as a coach. You need the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers stand at the very top to me as to how to run the general manager's job, okay? I love Lynch in San Francisco, played, highly intelligent young man, knows how to evaluate talent. I love Howie Roseman of Philadelphia, does a great job of replenishing after they have to get rid of players because of the salary cap. But you never give a coach full control, ever, ever. It's just, it's not going to work out.
It doesn't historically. You don't buy the Parcells, give me the groceries if I'm going to cook the food.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
By the way, last thing on the Gruden thing. My Westgate dispute, I went one-on-one with Gruden's attorney. He was representing the Westgate. And in our appeals court, I said something to which he quickly rose up and goes, "Objection, Your Honor." So the great moments of my life.
Oh,
Gruden's
great.
Attorney.
Gruden's attorney.
"Objection, Your Honor."
Were you impressed with his attorney?
Was I? Excuse me?
Impressed with his attorney?
He was a very polished Harvard.
Oh, yes, he is.
Harvard guy. Yeah. He said to me afterwards, I don't know if he was just, you know, buttering me up. But he said afterwards, he goes, "You know, if this radio thing doesn't work out, maybe you come over and be an attorney." I was like, "Yeah, I'm good. Thanks very much. Appreciate it."
Great.
All right. Who's next? Todd?
I don't think you should censor yourself depending on the gender of the refs. You know, I say that everything on the field stays on the field. It's like sports. You're allowed to sports hate people. You're allowed to call them horrible things. Everyone knows you don't really think that in life about them. Like, I wish death upon all guys who don't let me cover, but I don't really want them to die. I want them to sports die.
Wait,
it's a joke.
But Todd, and we're not going to say the word here, but if that were you, we would not want to hear you cursing at the women. Let me just say
that. Well, see, Brent, what he's referring to is when I bet on the WNBA in the summertime, I use some language that is not...
Okay.
Proper.
Stop.
No, I'm saying I say some things that are bad. I agree with you. Right. But I don't really mean it.
Have you bet the WNBA for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to have a big advantage, but now the bookmakers are catching up with you. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's hard. The WNBA is not that easy.
I know. It's getting just like any other sport, you know.
I know.
But you guys who picked it up early, the bookmakers didn't even know the names of the teams. They just put numbers up there. You guys attacked.
Todd is an outstanding college basketball in-game bettor, and he used to be, WNBA used to be good, but this year in the WNBA, it got so bad for him that he would say, whatever I play, you just take the opposite.
Go the other way.
Yeah, he was just going to lock. Yeah.
I was very angry at those ladies, Brent, and I said some terrible things that I would never say in real life.
You didn't write them down. You didn't send me an email.
I texted him to Gil, and then I said, please delete.
I said some terrible things. Mistakes were made.
I would never say
that in real life to a lady.
What's your teaser, Toddy?
You already gave it.
Will, I'm sorry, Brent. Thank God you're here.
Yeah.
Mine is the same as Todd's. I'm going to go Ravens, Bills. Tease the Ravens down. They're off of a bye. If you look at the Rams, all right, McVay's done a good job here.
Yeah,
they've won some games. A lot of it is schedule related, though. They're beating up on some of the lesser teams. I don't think they can match the competition going in Baltimore off a bye. And Bills Chiefs is always close. I don't think the Chiefs beat anybody by margin anymore. 7.5, you're basically asking them to cover win the game by double digits. So same as Todd's, Bills, Ravens.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a 3 and a 2. I'm going to take that. I like the Raven pick.
Oh, you're going to do a 3?
A lot. I'm going to do a 3.
Bonus teaser.
Yeah, I'm going to do a bonus teaser.
Okay.
I'm going to add. I really think they're really on solid ground with the Ravens. I don't think the Rams can go in there and win that game. Now, we were wrong about the Rams at the start of the year. This is a better football team than we thought it was going to be. That young receiver from...
Puka Nacua.
Oh, Nacua. Because Kupp is not as good as he once was after the injuries. I watched him last week, I don't think. So I really like what they're saying. It'll be very tough for them outdoors. What's the weather in Baltimore? Well, is it bad in there, too?
I don't think it's as bad as
it's
the other
It's supposed to be okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's a major factor, but still, them off of a bye. If you beat me, you beat me. That's how you got to look at these teasers.
Exactly.
If the Rams go in there and win, I'll live with
exactly.
it. There's some rain, but the weather wins, not crazy.
Yeah, I've got a $10 ticket on Brock Purdy to be the MVP.
I have
got him
too.
At plus 4,000. Did you get him at plus 4,000?
I got him at 16-1. To be the MVP.
Yeah, it's interesting.
22-1 here.
I got Tyreek 75-1. Those are my two.
Oh, Tyreek's good. Yeah. I like.
You have Purdy, though. You're a Purdy guy.
Yeah, I'm a Purdy. I would never go away from the quarterbacks. I just think there's a bias with the voters.
I agree.
You know, I just kind of stick with that.
We had Aaron Schatz, who is a voter, said the same.
Yeah, did he?
Oh, yeah. He said, I'll never vote for a non-quarterback.
Interesting.
By the way, 90% chance of rain in Baltimore. So the rain's more of a factor maybe.
Tease them down. Tease them down.
I'm taking one of your guys. I'm taking one of Brent's. I'm good. I'm taking the Ravens, and I'm taking the Bears, the Chicago Bears.
Against that dome team. Yeah. Dome team coming into the Windy City.
Because what Will said about golf is true. We forget this. I remember there was a Monday night game. This is in the best of times for the Rams, right? And they went, I want to say it was Chicago.
I think it was Chicago that was like a zillion below.
The game I'm talking about, it was barely freezing. It was like 30 degrees. And Jared Goff acted like it was minus 30. Like his face.
California kid,
right? He was like, oh, my God, what do I do with this?
I'll tell you, the other quarterback can play in cold is Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, terrible, terrible record.
He's not that good in the not cold either.
No, I understand. He's a very bad. Let me tell you what we finally conclude. He's not a good situational quarterback. He made
a good way to put it.
He really makes mistakes, and so it leads to like that horrible interception in the red zone. Great person, wonderful young man, but he's so limited. And the Saints are up against it with a salary cap, and they got to keep him. Nobody's going to pick that contract up.
Because what's his hit is like north of $30 million or something. Yeah.
I think Todd jumped on the Saints. Reason why I wouldn't, I don't like the coaching staff. I don't think Allen is a good. The one thing I would point out about betting in December, by the way, if you think a coaching, like Washington, you're Washington, I would never, ever touch Washington right now. That coaching staff, everybody on that staff's trying to get a job someplace next year. They're gone.
They know.
That's automatic. They're done. And I think of the same thing with the Bears a little bit. The general manager, Warren, was the commissioner of the Big Ten, by the way, and I see the gossip about Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh ain't going to the Chicago Bears. He and Warren did not get along when Warren was the commissioner of the Big Ten. That ain't happening. Harbaugh's not going to work for him. But I would look for your Washington to make – guy's got money, new ownership. Harbaugh might go to the highest bidder. I can see Washington getting in there.
Please don't be Belichick. That's my only request. I don't want that.
That came up. That gossip came up. Yeah, you don't want him.
Josh Harris. Here's the thing. They could have gone 0-17 this year. It's still better than Daniel Snyder. I think everybody's good for 1 year of
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then change the name in the offseason.
That's right.
Let's get rid of that name.
I think that Lions OC makes sense for Washington. Everyone loves him. Ben Johnson, he's going to get a job, I would think, somewhere.
Are they seriously considering changing that name?
Yes, not back to – I think once you put the skins out of – once that genie comes out of the bottle, you don't go back to
it. You can't go back there.
I think Washington football team might one day come back.
You know who liked that? My wife, Arlene.
Yeah.
She liked that. She said, why would they change that?
I agree with her. Yeah. I kind of dig it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they'll always be the Skins to me, but, you know, it's a different day. I think Washington football team, no one likes Commanders.
No, it's terrible.
Nobody. Nobody likes it. All right, which brings us to the final two questions. Oh, wait, I still have to get mine. Oh, I did. All right, final two questions of the show. What's wrong with
you? You know what they say, Brent, about Gil? Very fine guy, very fine. But broadcaster, come on. You know, it's similar to the Derek Carr thing. You know, it's like, as a broadcaster, he's not a very fine young man. Very fine young man. Broadcaster, I'm not sure. Situationally, he's not that good.
We got to get Todd the job as a stand-up comedian, you know, and talking sports and the rest of the world.
Only I see the talent, Brent. I don't know why no one else can. Okay.
You didn't like me enough at Beeson, Brent. I don't know. I mean, to me, I feel like I'm a natural fit over there, but they don't see it.
I used to have Todd on the numbers game. We used to do Wishnev Wednesdays, and it was like two brothers bickering for 2 hours.
Sure.
Not for everybody, by the way, apparently, was the consensus. Was for me. I loved it. Okay, final two questions. We end every Megapod with these two questions. First is, which of the big favorites is the most likely to lose outright? Here, one of these you have to pick. Ravens, 7.5-point favorites, hosting the Rams, candidate number one. Candidate number two is the Niners, 10.5-point favorites at home against the Seahawks. Also, the Dolphins, 13-point favorites at home against the Titans on Monday night.
Mercy.
The Packers, 6.5-point favorites on the road at the Giants. Those are your four candidates. Should we add? No, the Steelers are 5.5 tonight. Should we add that one to the mix?
Everyone's going to pick that.
Yeah, so let's not.
Don't add it.
Okay, so for those four, Ravens, Niners, Dolphins, Packers, who's the most likely to lose outright, Brett?
I'll take the Packers.
Packers.
DeVito time in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Willie.
I'll say Packers, too, just because coming off a big win against the Chiefs.
Maybe, yep.
You know what? A little bit of a correction here.
Yeah, so. Will's right on, spot on.
Dodd.
I mean, I was going to say Packers, too, but you know what? Wouldn't it be, like, so crazy if I was going to take a 13-point dog to win a game?
Here we go.
I don't know if I would mind having Vrabel. You know, I mean, maybe two or
three. I thought you were going to go with the Seahawks.
I thought he was going to the Hawks.
No, meets it.
No, I'm going with the Hawks. I don't believe in the Hawks. I'm just saying, you know, I know Miami crushes all the bad teams and they have trouble with all the good teams. I know that's the whole narrative and that's what happens every week, every week, every week. I'm just saying, Miami's not that great that they couldn't have a horrible stinker game.
How long is Vrabel going to get the benefit of the doubt of winning two playoff games?
Willie, Willie, I'm with you. Vrabel's not as good as you would think, but I'm just saying, you know, Tennessee's not that horrendous that they should be 13.
I agree, but when you get punts blocked on back-to-back possessions, that's
that was incredible. Line.
Didn't the punter get knocked out of the season?
I don't know.
He's a very good punter. I think he's done.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen two punts in a row blocked? Not in a college game.
No.
In a pro game, I don't think I ever saw it.
I very seldom see one blocked in a pro game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But no, never. I can't remember. But I think he got knocked down. I think I read that. And he's a good punter.
The second one wasn't so much as a block as it was he got tackled.
Crushed.
He got crushed. Yes. I mean, it was amazing. And then Nick Folk had to come in and punt the rest of the way.
Was that the one where the outside guy starts down and the blocker doesn't pick him up? Or was that the other one?
That was the first one.
Yeah,
I might be wrong.
That is a great play. Because that blocker is concentrating so hard on the rush man coming right at him that out of the corner of his eye, he doesn't pick that up. I think it was the Patriots, actually, who showed that first.
The field goal. They did it on that field goal.
Yeah.
I remember that. All right. Final question. We live in a bizarro world. We are forced to bet every single one of these games. You have to pick a side on every one of these single games. But you get one free pass, one game, Brent, that you want no part of whatsoever. Which game is that this week?
One game that I want no part of whatsoever would be Buccaneers and the Falcons.
I like that pick.
Buccaneers and the Falcons. They go either way.
I like it. I totally like that. Will, same?
Yes. Let me just see if I can pick one to be different. No, I'll stick Bucks Falcons. I mean, anytime the NFC South, it's like those teams, you just throw them all in a bucket. I don't know who's what on what different week.
I have no grasp of any of those teams.
Yeah.
I really don't.
But those are all good teaser legs because those games are always close. So anytime you get the 1.5, 2.5 up, those are good teaser legs. But winning the game, covering, you could take them.
Dad.
I was going to say the same thing, although this Eagles-Cowboys game is a real conundrum.
I was
conundrum
just
going to
say if I had to pick a second one, that would be it.
The Eagles, I mean, are the Cowboys this team that really should have beaten the Eagles and are this dominant offensively? Or are the Eagles really this paper tiger that just got lucky after luck? You know, so that's going to be a tough one, I think.
Yeah, I would say the same, too. Bucks Falcons is my number one. I would say Eagles Cowboys 2, Colts Bengals 3 if I was ranking them. 1, 2, 3, like that. Okay, we've done all we can do. Hard out, achieved. Hard out. Brett, do you know what the hard out means? Have you broadcasted before? We are appreciative, first of all, Will Hill and Todd Wishnev, our regulars. Thank you, gentlemen. Todd, I hope you can find the records, the real records up here.
I have the records, but I was trying to change things up, and you got me all messed up with the wrong time and everything. It's 1:30. It's 12:30. I got traffic problems.
Okay.
You know, there's a big bowl game downtown tonight. There's not even any college basketball.
Listen.
Everyone's going to be downtown to the Akershire Stadium on the river.
I'm going to the first of the two NBA games, and then I'm leaving so I can watch this dreck, this Patriots game against the Steelers.
Are we taking the under this 257 based on principle?
Yeah.
Final four.
So let's think about that. We have a NBA game where the total is 257.5, followed by an NFL game where the total is 30. That's well, the day in sports.
Brent would say go over on the NBA, right, Brent?
Absolutely. But I don't bet the NBA that often, okay?
Wait.
So I don't want to pass along.
No betting association, Brent. No betting association. NBA.
But what Will was saying is interesting there, because it's a day game. They're not used to playing at this hour. Do you go under 257.5 just on principle?
Well, you have a little more intensity, you think, because it's a playoff-ish kind of game.
You play defense maybe a little bit. Maybe
once in a while. Every third possession maybe you try to guard somebody.
Right. The Pacers, like, if you put the total at 280, they'll top it, whatever.
And by the way, I bet that game that Fezzik liked the under on one of those playoff games.
We got crushed.
I turned it on for 5 minutes, and after watching all this clutch, I'm saying to myself, this is not even basketball. I hate this. I hate this sport. I can't even watch 5 minutes of it. It's horrible.
The game Saturday will be outstanding. $500,000 a piece to the winning team. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
500 untaxed dollars in the state of Nevada. Baby, you better believe they're bringing it Saturday night in the championship game.
Each player, baby. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. I will throw out an NBA play. I think the Lakers will win. I think the league, not to go conspiracy theory,
This is what Brent was saying before the show. That's what
totally
he said.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Wait, say it again, Will.
It's Laker time.
It's Lakers Pelicans. I think the league would love to have LeBron in this game Saturday. No college football, no NFL. They're kind of in the shadow. It's only Army Navy. They'd love to have LeBron in this game as opposed to, you know, CJ McCollum. Whatever.
They picked a great night for this final.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yes.
College football, nothing happening.
I wondered
happening.
At first, why December? Why would you have an NC? And I said, wait a minute. There's no college games.
No NFL yet on Saturday.
No, they
either.
Don't come to Saturday either. They're going to own Saturday night.
And LeBron wants to win it. Like, he wants to add the in-season cup to his, like, trophy mantle, right?
He wants a bigger name in Vegas, too. He wants to be part of those bringing the expansion team in. Because that'll be the next pro sport to come to Las Vegas.
Do you think baseball's going to work here, though, by the way?
Yeah,
it will.
It'll work.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Small stadium. Spend some money. Get some players. We draw good crowds at the little minor league stadium up in Summerlin. Now that's only 10,000,
right.
33. People love to come to Vegas to watch sporting events. So if you're a Cub fan and the Cubs have got a 3-game series in Las Vegas against the A's, you're coming, okay? The Giants, hey, they'll come in. Dodgers are going into Vegas. You name it. I think it'll work. I think it'll be great. Sure. Got to have a dome. Got to have a dome with that heat this summer.
They'll have a dome. They got
to
have it.
It'll be great. You watch when I go to the Raiders games, I got to tell you, I would think I was in Pittsburgh when the Steelers came.
Oh, yeah.
Or in Philadelphia when the Eagles came.
But you see, that's where I say, if it's a football game, destination. If it's a hockey or a basketball game, destination. I'm not so sure about that in baseball. I'm not so sure if, like, Baltimore Orioles 4-game set in July, that they're coming. And I think that's a problem for a metropolis that only has 2.5 million max.
Well,
Pittsburgh only has.
You know, it's a baseball community, though. You should see the Little League activity around here.
Oh, yeah, they do.
There's a lot of young Bryce Harpers, you know, running around this town.
A lot of young Chris Bryants rolling around. And Brent, thank you. I love you for doing this. I thank you so much. It is, and I know you get uncomfortable when I say this, but it is an honor to this day.
Anyway,
for all these guys,
Will and Todd, they gave me something to go bet on. I've got to get that Ravens on my teaser. They gave me some bettable information today.
By the way, it's just ticked up to 31. The bets are coming in on the over tonight's game.
By the way, before we go, I just want to say on Twitter, they had the opening of the NFL Today with Brent Musburger on one of the things, and a guy said every play on this opening would be a penalty in today's NFL because it was like like Joe Turkey Johnson throwing Bradshaw on his head, and it was like another guy clotheslining somebody. It was like the entire opening of NFL Today.
So crazy.
It's crazy.
You don't even have to go back that far. Like, can you imagine Sean Taylor trying to play today? He would be like, I can't play this game. There's no chance. Brent, thank you
very
guys. Much. Brent Musburger, everybody.
Take care. Happy holidays, guys.
You too. Happy holidays. Good luck with all your bets week 14 in the National Football League.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.